Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has sent to be on the lookout for two suspects who committed an armed robbery in Red Crest early this morning. Around 4 o'clock this morning, the Sheriff's Office received a 911 call from the victim who lived in the 500 block of Holmes Flat Road. Deputies learned that two masked men entered the victim's residence and pepper sprayed him before tying him up. The suspects then stole an undisclosed amount of cash from the victim's wallet and fled the scene northbound in a white Toyota 4Runner. The victim was able to get free and call 911. Minor first aid was administered to the victim for exposure to the pepper spray, but was otherwise uninjured. The white Toyota also has a missing front bumper and an unknown California license plate. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Acting on a tip of ongoing narcotic trafficking, sheriff's deputies conducted a probation search at a residence in the 400 block of Parr Avenue in Redway this morning. During the search, deputies contacted 33-year-old Rose Cooper, and an ounce of heroin packaged for sale was located. Cooper was arrested and booked into Humboldt County Jail for charges ranging from controlled substance for sale and violation of probation. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies are investigating a fall death that occurred on the Mendocino coast Tuesday afternoon. 52-year-old Joel Falcon was visiting his friend from El Cerrito, and both men entered a Pacific Cove along the Mendocino coast during low tide to fish for abalone. After several hours, the tide grew rapidly and trapped both men inside. They were unable to use the route they previously used to get out of the steep bluff surrounding the cove. Fearing they wouldn't be able to withstand the cold elements, both attempted to exit the cove by climbing a section of the bluff, and Falcon lost his footing and fell 75 feet down to a rocky area of the shoreline. Falcon's friend performed CPR until emergency personnel arrived, but Falcon was pronounced dead at the scene. Last week, Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies responded to a robbery at the Pacific Gas and Electric office in the 2500 block of North State Street in Ukiah. Upon arrival, deputies saw a man run away from the backyard of the office. Deputies pursued on foot before eventually losing sight of the suspect. Deputies continued to search the area and saw a white pickup truck leave the crime scene. Deputies followed the truck before stopping it in the 1700 block of North State Street. There, deputies contacted the driver, 53-year-old Douglas Penn, who was driving on a suspended license and was on felony probation out of Marin County. The passenger of the truck gave a false name, but would later be identified as 40-year-old Alejandro Rojas. After linking evidence at the burglary to the two men, both were booked into Mendocino County Jail on burglary charges. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The governor's office will honor two Caltrans employees. Dan Squire has more.
The governor's office will honor two Caltrans employees who put their lives on the line to assist and protect an elderly couple trapped in a vehicle after a collision in Del Norte County in late 2011. Caltrans employees Johnny James and Jerry Bachman will receive the governor's State Employee Medal of Valor for their actions after they came across the overturned wreckage of a car that had skidded off Highway 199 and rolled down a hillside. The car came to rest against a tree, the only thing that kept it from rolling down and into the river below. James and Bachman were on scene for more than 40 minutes before emergency personnel arrived, and they put their lives on the line to save the elderly couple trapped inside. At one point, Bachman used his body to shield the car from rocks and small boulders rolling down the hill. The Governor's Medal of Valor Award has been issued 523 times to employees of state government.
Thank you, Dan. The city of Fort Bragg issued a press release announcing that Lieutenant John Nalty will retire after 35 years in law enforcement. If you're not familiar with the name John Nalty, he's the Fort Bragg police lieutenant who shot and killed Ricardo Cheney, the Oregon fugitive who ambushed and shot and killed Deputy Ricky Del Fiorentino while on a multi-state crime spree in March of last year. Nalty was honored by local and state agencies for his actions on that day. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.